This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about what it means to actually be a leader in our own life. What does it mean? What does it entail? How do we do that? You know, how do we be the leader we need to be in our life? And what leadership roles do we need to take both personally and professionally to create the life that we've always wanted? You know, I don't know about you, but I know that we all go through a lot of changes in our life and we've had a lot of things happen to us in our life. And so sometimes it can be confusing as to how do we actually lead certain things. How do we lead things that maybe we haven't led before? How do we do that? How does that make sense? What do we have to do? Joining me in studio today, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. You can find that online. If you go to ReggieHarvey.net. Go to ReggieHarvey.net, and you can actually check out some of the excerpts of that book. The neat thing about Reggie is Reggie's become a leader in his own life, dealing with the situation in his health situation that he has had to overcome and work through. And the greatest thing about that is he had to actually forge his way and become the leader in something he didn't really know how to lead. And many of us are there right now. Don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com, artforyourcause.com. It's an amazing website where you can connect artists and charities. So the artists actually create some of their work, their original work, and some of that work is sold on canvas and photography, as well as items that you can actually get from anything from yoga pants to a t-shirt with some of that original work on there. And when that work is bought, it can actually go to not only provide money to the artist, but also to the charity that you have selected. So it's a really great win-win situation. The CEO of that company is Liz London, and she supports Live Your True Life Perspectives here on USA Radio Networks, and we so appreciate it. Also, don't miss out on check out the Connection app. Go to theconnectionapp.com. So many of us are trying to work on our relationships. We're trying to be a leader in our own relationship. We're trying to be a leader in our life. We're trying to lead our marriage. We're trying to do the right thing. And in order to do so, we actually have to give it time and to work on it and actually take it seriously. And if you go to the Connection app, you can actually get it on Google or you can get it on Apple and just go there and just download it into your apps. You can go and put it right on your cell phone and you can go and get some really great tips every single day on how to make your marriage better, what you can do to integrate and things that you can do right now. So we just had Valentine's Day, right? We just got past February 14th. You know, 2020, and we had a great Valentine's Day, and that's great, but we got to actually have that feeling and that connection all through the year. So if you are married, working on your relationship shouldn't be just on Valentine's and birthdays and Christmas and maybe Mother's Day or Father's Day. It needs to be an everyday thing. Okay. Also, don't forget later on in the hour, we have Dan Nelson. Dan actually has a company called Dancestors Genealogy. Dancestors Genealogy, and Dan Nelson is basically an executive that left his executive CEO work and began doing work to investigate people's family trees, their genealogy, understand their history. You know, many of us love our family. Some of us love some family members more than others, but family nonetheless is very important here on the Live Your True Life Perspectives. And so we'll be talking with Dan later on here in the hour, and he's going to talk to us a little bit more about how he got into family genealogy and creating those family trees and understanding, because all of us, I think, are just a degree of separation, if even that, you know, the Kevin Bacon thing. But I really do believe that. And so it's neat that you can go all the way back and learn your ancestors and your great this and your great that and your sixth cousin once removed. But it's interesting because you might have some famous people in there. You might have some people that really, you know, did a lot to create this country or other countries or what have you. And so Dan is our go-to genealogist, our family historian here on Live Your True Life Perspective. So you don't want to miss his segment, which is so spot on for family history. Okay, so here we are in studio today. We're hanging out. It's a beautiful Saturday. We're here on USA Radio Networks. If you're listening here live, maybe you're listening on 1160 AM. Maybe you're listening somewhere else across the country, which is great, on your station. Also, you can check out, you can go to Facebook if you want to go watch us live here on video. We're on Facebook Live right now. You can just go to the Ashley Burgess page. Go to @AshleyBurgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, and you can watch us live in studio and watch what we do behind the scenes. So we're talking today about being a leader in your own life and what that entails. And so I want to kick this off with Reggie and I in studio, because the first thing that comes to mind for me is being able to lead by example. It's about doing the right thing even when other people aren't looking. It's about taking care of business even when you don't want to. It's about doing the right thing even if you're exhausted, you're tired, it's been a long day, you haven't had any sleep. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is that I think a lot of times nowadays, because of the situation in the world we live in, we see a lot of leaders, when it comes down to it, when they think that the doors are closed or nobody's watching or the cameras are off, they are not leading their life. Okay, and so a lot of us are learning by example about how we can just kind of lead sometimes but not lead other times. And I think in our life, in order to do the right thing, we have to lead by example even if nobody's watching. What do you think about that, Reggie?
Well, I love the fact that you mentioned consistency. That is important. And I like the perspective that you've just outlined with respect to doing the best thing when nobody's watching, and that leads to that consistency in behavior, and that's how people are influenced by what they observe. Children are in particular watch their parents or caregivers intently. It doesn't matter what the caregiver says, it's what the caregiver does that the children remember and emulate.
That's so true, and it's about doing everything you need to do every single day, and that's something that can be really hard to do, because many of us haven't seen a true leader really any time in our life, and many of us want to be a leader in our life, but we don't know exactly how to execute plan. And one of the best examples, I think, is just like being able to say, hey, I got to live this all the time. I mean, because a lot of times we see these like self-help folks, and we see these gurus, and we go, wow, this is great, and all of a sudden something comes out about them, right? And they're not living the life that they're claiming. They're not living the life that they've written the 10 books about, right? And so you go back and they begin to have a bad negative connotation and things happen because what? Because they weren't leading their life. They were telling and preaching people what to do when they weren't actually doing it in their own life.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I thought a lot about what the word leader means. And in my experience, a leader refers to a person who does what needs to be done responsibly, irrespective of the rules, boundaries, or consequences. The key there is responsibly. Leaders inspire and encourage teams and associates to find the confidence to perform or achieve beyond their personal expectations. A leader has a definite understanding regarding where he or she is going and why it's important to get there. One old sage said, you can't ask anybody to follow you if you don't know where you're going.
That's so true.
So how to become a leader in one's own life, I think that demands that at some point each person has to become familiar and comfortable with their true constructs or framework that defines their life. I mean by that values, character, and what honestly brings them joy. Not to pretend that they like something just so that somebody else will like them.
I get that.
If there's something about that activity that you don't particularly like, it's not that it's a bad activity. Be honest about it.
But you're right about the lead, and I love what you're saying about the leadership concept. Is it's like a lot of times we have people that are leading people down a primrose path. Now, they're not really believing in that. That's where their revenue source is coming from, or that's what they think that they want people to believe in. And that's great, and there's probably a niche for that. Unfortunately, that niche is not a legitimate, honest niche. And I think being a leader, you have to be what's right, just right and reasonable for all concerned. And if something's not just right and reasonable, if you're not being honest, I don't think that's just right and reasonable, because I think honesty is at the basis of our truth, right?
And when you don't practice that consistently, again, the people around you are confused as to who you are. That faces. So say, for instance, taking a cruise, something as simple as that. Now, I love to sail. I don't know why, but it's just something about the rhythm of the and the weight of the water, whatever. I just love it. I can't stand the idea of going on a cruise. I have canceled 3 cruises the day before I was supposed to get on a plane to fly to meet people to go, because I can't stand the idea of getting trapped with 4,000 strangers and I can't get away from them.
Well, think about that recent one with the coronavirus.
Oh, exactly.
Think about that. You're sitting there waiting to get the coronavirus.
And I keep thinking, I'm going to get arrested because I'm going to be trying to steal the helicopter to get away, you know.
Reggie, come back. Come back, Reggie. Reggie, come back.
So no.
I'm standing on the helicopter platform there, pulling down one of the arms of the helicopter, you know, like I'm in some sort of fantasy adventure movie.
And for years, I mistakenly thought I hated cruises. What I figured out just probably in the last decade, what I don't like is being on these huge adventure theme park type environments. I need maybe just a few hundred people.
I like a smaller approach, right?
And so it's not the cruise I hate, it's just it was the scale. And I had to come to terms with that and had to be honest with myself. Rather than go spend the money and be miserable and make the people I was with miserable because I'm locked away in my cabin. But I was honest and just told people, I really want to go, but I just can't see myself trapped with all these people. I would tell them so they understood it wasn't that I was afraid. I mean, I didn't like them.
You were honest with them.
And they asked me and included me. I was appreciative. And so that experience has guided me in a lot of things. It's like, okay, I'm not saying that you can't try new things. But be honest with the person who's invited you, the thing that you're concerned about or the things that you don't really like, so that if, in fact, that is a small portion of the experience, they can tell you why it happens, when it's happening, so you can get through it, you know, and not have a lot of anxiety. So, again, just being honest with them to let them make your experience as good as it can be. And if you just really don't want to go, just you don't have to be nasty about it, but just – I don't want to go for this reason.
So you're basically honestly saying, hey, this is the reason why I want to do something or not, or this is who I am,
mm-hmm.
and this is what matters to me. And I think a lot of us don't do that because we're walking on eggshells. We want everybody to like us. We want people to take us seriously. But at the same time, as we've seen nowadays in the public eye, when somebody makes a miscalculation and does something that's not exactly who they claim that they are, now people are really getting the hatchet on this stuff. And so we're not just talking about politics here. We're talking about you. There's many of you out there listening right now who might be therapists, life coach. Maybe you're a CEO of a company. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe a writer, whatever. You're listening and you're watching this show or you're listening to this show, and it's about you being straight up honest with who you are as an individual. But the biggest thing is this, is that I've realized that more often than not, it's not about lying to other people. It's about the lies we tell ourselves. And I think that's something else that a leader cannot do. And that's something that we want to talk about here later on in the hour, is about lying to ourselves, because many of us are lying to ourselves for one reason or another, no matter what it's about, whether it's because we've told ourselves some sort of fictitious lie about we need to be successful by this point, or if we haven't done this, we're not successful yet. Or we don't have this degree, and so therefore we're not good enough. Or we don't have children yet, and so there's a problem with us. Or whatever that is, or we haven't been married yet, or we've been divorced. These things that we tell ourselves can be lies that can come back and haunt us. And those lies are not going to make us a leader in our own life. We got to own up to our stuff. Own up to our past, because what does your past do? Your past actually helped you to make you who you are today. So when we return, Reggie and I are in studio. Don't forget that Dan Nelson joins us later on in the hour. Check out ArcForYourCause.com. We'll be talking about leadership, how to be a leader by example, how to pick the right choices, how to be mindful, how to stay in your power, how to be just right and reasonable, and ultimately how to have fun in your life and still be the leader that you are here to be. It's going to be a fun show, so don't turn the channel. Don't turn it. Turn it. Keep it here. Keep it here. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. Do Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for Couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, to live your true life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about being a leader in your own life, how to be a leader, what you need to do to be a leader in your own life, and joining me here in the studio, Reggie Harvey. Reggie and I have been talking about that, and you know, we were talking right before the break about a lot of times people lie about their situations in life, or they have smoke screen and mirrors, or they create a different reality or a different trajectory. That's an issue, but I think one of the biggest issues behind that is the fact that we're actually lying to ourselves. And I think that when we lie to ourselves about situations, we are not being honest, and we're not being a leader in our own life. And whether we're lying to ourselves because we're telling ourselves we're not good enough, or we're not where we need to be at the time, or if we were a real leader, we would have done this, this, and that in our life. And I think a lot of us are there at this time right now, too, saying, well, if I was a real leader, I would be more successful financially. If I was a real leader, I would have a better title. If I was a real leader, perhaps I'd be able to have a family, be married, have children, be the CEO. And I think we're all telling ourselves a lot of fictitious, non-real, non-truths that's actually taking us away from being the leader we need to be.
Well, I think it's imperative that one finds or creates an opportunity as early as possible to live on your own, live by yourself, I don't mean being lonely. I mean just live by yourself. No roommates, life partners, family members. And I suggest doing this for at least a year, but it's better if it's two. And the reason for this is when you come through the door after an activity or from work, before you go somewhere, there's no one there, and you have to listen to yourself. You have to face yourself. You have to face how you actually feel. You don't have somebody trying to make you feel better or interrupting your thoughts. I know it sounds silly, but many people have never, ever lived on their own by themselves, and they're afraid of it. That's why they keep going into relationships right away. After they end one, they've already got to have somebody there, whether they really like them or not, whether that person's positive for them or not, or whether they're positive for that person or not. So if you have a chance, and the younger you are, the better, but you can do it at any time. Just make it happen so that you become comfortable making yourself happy, finding your own the things that really make you happy. Or that you try something and you really hated it, you don't have to, and maybe it's what you hate is a favorite activity for somebody else. Well, if they're not around, you don't have to worry about all that. You can just honestly figure out why you didn't like the experience, what about it, so that you can avoid it or adjust it or address it when you're faced with it again. So this independent living is key to stopping the lying to yourself, because eventually you can't ever run away from yourself. The only way you can try to do that is drugs, alcohol, you know, doing crazy life-threatening things. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like anti-PTSD, I guess. And there's no need for that. You do a lot of stupid things when you're afraid to be by yourself.
It's true.
You should always be able to be happy with yourself. And yeah, that doesn't mean you... I'm not talking about isolation from your friends and family. Yeah, go interact with them as often as you want. But you need to be in that place in your nest at night alone where you can just quietly reflect and even replay the enjoyment that you had during the day or the week or something like that. And not have that kind of pressure. That's key to becoming, getting over this lying to yourself and becoming an independent thinker.
So true, so true. When we return, we'll be talking more about leading, being that independent thinker, doing and making those choices that we need to make to do what's right for us. You know, that's the key. That's the thing, is that we don't really realize all that. And we're being told a bill of goods sometimes. We're being told what we're supposed to be. We're being told by society what we think we need to be. We're looking at our friends and making judgment calls on ourselves. We're basically unfulfilling our obligation as being a leader because we find something wrong with ourselves, when in reality we need to be finding the successful aspects of our life and working to better the things that we need to work on. So when we return, we'll be talking more about being a leader. And don't forget, Dan Nelson joins us here in the next segment, talking about ancestry, our family, and who we're connected to. So live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New developments involving the coronavirus. First up, we learn a Chinese person in France, the first patient in Europe to die from the disease. Also in the news, the State Department allowing 400 Americans on board that Princess cruise ship docked in Japan to leave. They will be quarantined for another 14 days at a military base in San Antonio, Texas. President Trump talking about the situation at the White House Friday.
I spoke with President Xi of China, and he's working very hard on this. It's a tremendous problem, but they're very capable, and they'll get to it. There's a theory that in April, when it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus that we don't know yet.
In other news, change coming to Spirit Airlines, the company moving its operations control center from South Florida to Nashville, Tennessee. The $11 million investment will create 350 new jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about being a leader in your own life, how to lead, how to do what you need to do to actually find your truth. And I think more times than often, we have a tendency of maybe telling ourselves lies because we feel bad or we're not happy with our life or we feel we should be somewhere else, and the list goes on. And those personal lies that we tell ourselves take us off target from being that leader. Now I want to talk a little bit about family, and then back, Reggie and I will be talking more about leadership. But, you know, it's interesting to know who we're related to. It's interesting to know the people that we're connected to. And I think we're connected to everybody. I think it's a one degree of separation. I think that every one of us is Kevin Bacon, for God's sakes. But I mean, the Kevin Bacon game. I don't know if you haven't seen that. Go online, Google it, the Kevin Bacon game, because they said everybody has 1 degree of separation from Kevin Bacon, but or 7 degrees or whatever. But I think we're all really connected. And so joining us, Dan Nelson. Dan Nelson is the creator and started Dan Setzer Genealogy. He's also our resident about family. We all love our family. Family is important to us here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And some of us have an amazing family. We love all our family members. Some of us, well, we prefer certain family members. But either way, learning more about our history as a family is important. And join me in studio, Dan Nelson. Dan Nelson is the Live Your True Life family historian. You know, Dan, we talked a few weeks ago about how you got started in genealogy and family history, but I know you were talking about it like a hobby, as a passion, but how did that become Dan Setzer's genealogy? How did you make that happen and put a big bow on it?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I would have never imagined that it would have turned into a business. You know, I was a career executive raising a family. I had this passion, but, you know, could only give so much time to it. And it was certainly more of an accident than a clever plan to turn it into a business. I belong to a business group called Vistage. It's the world's largest organization of peer mentoring, CEOs, key executives. And in that group, they decided to do a fitness challenge. And so they decided that backpacking would be interesting. Most of these people were Texas-born and raised, so they never really grew up backpacking here in the flatlands of Texas. So I took them all out to me and another guy took them to Colorado. And then there's been basically an adventure every year that we've gone on. And so when you're out backpacking, you run out of things to talk about. So I'd throw out some of these family stories, and some people probably were bored and some people were entertained. That was just, you know, and they had their stories too. So one of the guys in the group, good guy named Todd Whitthorne, he asked me to research his wife's family history as a Christmas present. So I figured, okay, I'm just going to rough something out, and I envision, you know, a dozen pieces of paper with a staple in the corner, and here you go, you know. And he said, no, you don't misunderstand. He goes, I want to pay you to do it. And so I thought, oh, you know, that's different. I'd never thought about that. And then about at the same time, I was dealing with my own mortality in the sense that I've collected all this information. I have all these boxes and file cabinets, and what do I do with it? And then my own parents were my dad was in his 80s. My mom was getting closer to it. And you start to think, well, I want to give them, I want to say, here it is, it's done, because, of course, you could work until you get to Adam and Eve, which no genealogist ever gets there, so you have to sort of, at some point, get closure on it. You can't just leave it all open. And you also don't want someday all your work to get thrown in the trash or donated to a library that doesn't have any resources to deal with it. I mean, people, so many times I'd run into people where that's basically what happened with it. And as the custodian of my own family, I kept that from happening. But many families, there is no custodian. There is nobody that wants that stuff, that clutter. And so I thought about, okay, well, I need to get organized, my own stuff. I need to get organized so I could do this for Todd. And so I took all of my family history information, and I spent, it seemed like months, scanning everything into an electronic database and storing it there, you know, an online tree. And then we created our books for our own family, me and my wife, because I wanted to practice on my own family, and I wanted to get it out to them. So they were all able to get the history that they'd gotten pieces of at different time, different stories, but they were so excited to get that. And then we learned from there, because you think, well, you know, you build an ancestry book, how hard can it be? It's actually hard to do a really good job. You can do an adequate job on your own. But, of course, for most people, you don't get any practice at it, any experience, because you're one and done. You don't get a new set of ancestors. And some people might like to, but there's no place to go trade that in. So we were just looking, how do we make this, you know, more user-friendly and enjoyable? So we put Todd's book together, and then a bunch of other people were interested I knew through the business group, and then people that knew of me and knew that I did this. And they're like, hey, can you do my family? And I've got these stories, or I'm adopted, I don't know anything. And so we have this range of people all the way from adopted, where we basically have to do all the research to put it together and pull it together for them. Then we've got other people say, I've got all of it. You know, Aunt Claire did it all, but it's in these boxes, and I don't know what to do with it. And so I say, okay, I know how to put a bow on it for you and make it a great addition to your family's history and heirloom. So most of our clients were from references early on, and you can go onto our website and hear their video testimonials.
You can find out more information on Dan at dancestorsgenealogy.com. Dan, I look forward to having you back in studio.
Thank you.
I love listening to Dan. He's so awesome because he's talking about stuff that many of us are really interested in. We're interested in our family tree. We're interested in who we're connected to. We're interested in where that lineage is. And I think many of us, like I was kidding, but it's true. Many of us really, we have some family members that we really, really get along with. And they really, we make their life great. They make our life great. And we have some maybe we're not as connected to. But all in all, I think that when you start looking at genealogy, you realize we're not that different and we're all connected. And that's something that's really powerful. So Dan will be joining us more often here on the show. So it'll be great. And I look forward to learning because he's going to be telling us some really interesting, because I like to know about those interesting situations that take place, the interesting historical value. And we're going to be talking about some really fun stuff here in the next few weeks and throughout the year. So this is going to be great. So Reggie and I have been talking about the whole concept of being a leader and how to be that leader in your life. And, we've been talking about the lying to yourself. And I think one of the things that we need to think about is what limitations, what choices, what falsehoods, how I begin to believe in my life. Because I think a lot of times we aren't mindful. We take into consideration what somebody's told us or what we think we believe or what we've seen on TV or how we see other people live. But sometimes we don't take into consideration the value that our life is valuable. It can be very different than someone else's life. We don't have to be in that position where we have to do everything that everybody else does. And I found that a lot of folks nowadays make judgment calls on if they're married or they have kids or they have a certain career or a certain title or a certain amount of money in the bank. And I think that that gets in the way of us being a leader. And so we need to be super mindful of what we've decided about our life, but we also need to be mindful about what we're telling ourselves about who we are.
I believe that being honest, well, in my life, I've learned that being honest about my failures and my pain allows me to learn the lessons providing the lessons that Providence has to teach me, so I can have a richer, more robust life in service to the community that uplifts me. I've learned through my struggle of renal failure to aggressively accept my truth. And I'm grateful for the opportunities I've had, certainly more than my fair share upon reflection. And I'm striving to embody the person into whom I have grown to be so that I can answer when the universe sends opportunity knocking at my door. In order to be honest about your life, you have to bring all of it. And understand that what society calls failure isn't. It's an opportunity to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You might fail at an activity through no fault of your own. You need to understand, instead of running away from it, hiding it, lying about it, you need to understand what happened. Because it usually is something that you weren't aware that you needed to pay attention to, and it caught you by surprise, and you did nothing to encourage it. You did everything you could, and then there was this other outside force that got in the way. Mm-hmm. So you won't ever know that unless you've experienced it and go, aha, I can see the signs now. I know what to be aware of. It may not happen, but it might. And if you catch it early enough, you can do something about it. Or you don't miss a sign blame. We waste a lot of time having to find someone to blame for something instead of just saying, oh, well, it happened.
Scapegoat. Got to find the person to blame because we don't want to blame ourselves because we don't want to take responsibility. Because if we take responsibility, we actually have to stop doing what we're doing that's creating the problem, right?
And
we're lying about it or covering up the problem.
That sucks up so much energy.
And it's so it's true. It's interesting how, and I think it's you're right on about this. It's about, to me too, being a leader is about willpower. It's about willpower. It's about the willpower to change. It's about the willpower of doing something that might not be the thing that you want to do. It might not, it's definitely not the easiest. It's definitely not usually the most rewarding, it seems, in the very beginning. But I work with clients a lot about this, and they say, well, I can't get over this hump. And I go, you got to have the willpower. I mean, I know it's hard, and sometimes we have to go a step further, okay, to get that willpower.
When I used to manage groups and do consulting all over the nation, and even, you know, for commercial enterprises and the government, the thing I kept encountering, no matter what the situation, it didn't matter what industry it was, it didn't matter if it was a small group, a big group, a Fortune 100 company, or a startup, the thing that I always encountered is this issue you're talking about. And sometimes I tell people, okay, the first step you need to do is stop. Just stop. And a third or a half of all your crises will go away because you're the one stoking the fire. Mm-hmm. Just stop. And it's frightening to people to realize that, oh my gosh, unconsciously, I keep stirring this same stuff up. And so doing less sometimes is the answer. And then give yourself a time to see how life goes when you aren't doing those things. And that's hard. And then you'll eventually find out, well, this is great. I have time to do some more things. Arnold talked about that a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
An organization. He found that he had recouped time that he never thought he had in his day, just by rearranging priorities. That was the topic that day. So, yeah, just stop as a first step. It doesn't cost any money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to just stop all the stuff.
Now, let me tell you, Reggie's not talking about just stopping the car in the middle of the highway right now, okay? But we're talking about stopping things in your life because, you know, he's right. Think about that. Sometimes we're doing stuff just because we're on autopilot. Because we've always done it. Because we think it has to be done that way. But autopilot, how often is autopilot the right thing? Can't we revisit things, look at things, and define, like you said, like Reggie was talking about, what Arnold talked about, priorities. What are your priorities? And another thing that I want to bring up, too, is that when we're a leader in our life, we're not sugarcoating anything anymore.
Exactly.
Okay, don't have to sugarcoat. You don't have to tell everybody how much you love everything when you don't. And I'm not saying to go out there and be mean-spirited. I'm just saying, let's just be honest. And when somebody asks you for your honest information, your honest perspective, give it. Give it. Don't sugarcoat it. Because what happens later on is that you sugarcoat it and you say whatever you think you need to say at the time, but it's not your truth. And if it's not your truth, again, we're not being the leader in our own life.
And so that's an easy step for anybody to do, no matter where they are in the socioeconomic ladder. It's hard, but it's a simple thing to do. It's hard and simple. Then when you sort of cleaned out the basement and the attic of your life, you can begin to discover, oh, I really do like that food without sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I never tasted it before, so I thought it tasted like this, but it doesn't. And you open up the window of discovery. You become open to opportunities that you couldn't see right in front of you because you were too busy trying to hold together this stage play.
Well, it's like the idea of hanging out with anybody just because you don't want to be alone.
Exactly.
You know, many of us are living that lie because we don't want to be, we're too scared to be alone because we say being alone is, lonely is not good and it's horrible and, you know, successful people aren't lonely. So instead of hanging out with yourself and learning about yourself, we have a tendency of hanging out with whoever will hang out with us. But in reality, a lot of times we're unhappy with that. I've had clients ask me, is it okay if I take time off after I was dating this person for a year? Is it okay that I'm not wanting to be out in public all the time hanging out and I'm trying to take care of my stuff? And one of the things that I told a client last week, I said, you know, he said, I'm just not looking to be social. I'm going to work. I'm working 12 hours a day. I'm taking care of my daughter. I'm doing what I need to do. And I said, for the first time in your life, you're doing two things. One, you're actually connecting with your child after the divorce. But the second thing is you're actually connecting with yourself. Many of us have never taken time to get to know who we are or what defines us or what we want to define us, much less not taking into consideration what people have told us we are. So many of us are living under a false reality because our parents or our teachers, somebody told us that we're not, we're living that. That's something that we got to begin to look at. We got to be able to see it. We got to begin to let go of the stuff that no longer serves us. When we return, we're giving you some nuggets of information that you can take home with you and use day after day and start using right now. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about how to be a leader in your own life, what to do to be that leader day after day, and to start changing some things up to be in the power position, the successful position in all areas of your life, because it's about the way you see it. It's about what you see as your reality. And I think that many of us have been told, sold a bill of goods to define who we are, and it no longer holds water. And so one of the things that I believe that I want to ask you to do today is become mindful of the decisions you've made about yourself or the reality in the life that you believe that you're living. Because I think that we have to stop telling ourselves self-limiting lies. But also, we have to look at ourselves from all different facets to actually learn. And I know that a lot of us say, man, I'm going through some struggles or I'm going through some hard times. But we got to be mindful and understanding, hey, it's time for me to say, okay, what do I need to really work on? What do I really need to put my energy and power and willpower in to make changes in my life? What do I need to make changes to make myself happier, to make myself more joy-filled, to make my life more fun, more exciting, but also more successful? But one of the biggest things I want you to start asking yourself, you know, what are some of those things that you tell yourself every day? Do those things hold water? and looking at the way that you actually see yourself, because many of us see ourselves in a detrimental state of mind instead of a positive way, or instead of looking at what we can make changes to.
In the last segment, we were talking about one step to become a leader in your own life is to just stop doing all the things that sabotage your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is to stop lying to yourself about what you're doing and how you're living. When you finally get through the painful process of letting go, an amazing thing happens. You are now open and available to see, hear, and perceive opportunity that the universe sends to you. You'll start encountering different people who've always been interested in getting to know you, but you were doing your thing, so they sort of let you go and do that. They didn't necessarily judge you for it or get into your business. It was just like, well, yeah, they always seem to be in their little place. And so, but it's amazing the new people whom you'll meet that are actually interested in you, actually maybe have watched you for years and the things you're interested in, and say, you know, they've got a real good talent. I want to help them be successful. So suddenly you're dealing with a different character of person who's reacting to who you really are after you've pulled off all the masks and the charade. And that can be a really invigorating process. And you don't have to actually do anything to attach to that. And that's what's so amazing. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to really change up your schedule or whatnot. But you just suddenly are open and available to the person that you have evolved to be. You are busy masking not you, the real you from the world. You are masking the real you from you.
That's so true. That is so true. And see, I love that. Is that, think about that. Just stop and think about that for right now. And it's about really looking at you for who you are. And all of us have things that we want to make better. But it's actually committing to your honesty, committing to your truth. Because once we actually understand where we are logistically, we can actually move forward.
And you'd be amazed that you might be actually a fabulous individual that you didn't even know. And you've always been that individual, except you sort of locked that part of you away. So it's just a marvelous experience to go through. It takes a lot of effort. It takes commitment. It takes consistency. But when you can stop lying, oh my gosh, that absorbs probably 50% of your renewal when you're sleeping at night.
I totally agree with that. And if we can just be honest about who we are, and actually, you know, the thing is, a lot of people are scared to know who they are. But what I'm telling you is, normally when you get to know who you are truly, it's actually an awesome experience, because you get to know how valuable you are. You get to know what is so amazing about you, because those are the things that we have to learn about ourselves. Those are the things that we need to bring into our life. And those are the things that can help us to figure out who we are, what we want to work on, what we want to put out there, but better yet, how to be truthful and honest in our day-to-day life. Great show today. Can't wait to see you live next week. Reggie and I will be in studio. And you know what? Just keep being that leader. And if you feel like you're not, take a step back, stop, and start figuring out what is it about you that makes you so amazing. What are the things you want to work on? But better yet, how to be that way every day. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure?
Duh.
Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.